Well, good morning, everyone. My name is François Gassiot, and I'm the founder of Local Captures. And talking with me today is Kate Brown. Kate Brown is an amazing photographer and also a tour guide for Local Captures. Kate, thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Kate, I thought people might be interested in sort of hearing the story about taking tours with us from the tour participants' point of view, which we're starting to collect, but also from the tour guide's point of view. And so that's why I thought, yeah, it would be great to sort of, you know, have a quick sort of interview with you. So first of all, let me ask you, what is it that you like about doing this?
About the tours in particular? I started photography at a young age, and if it wasn't for the guidance and encouragement of other people who were already into photography, then I don't know if I would have ever had the confidence or the enthusiasm to continue. So I kind of want to share that same guidance with others. And it's always exciting to find people who are new to photography, who are just so excited and energized by it and helping to kind of encourage that to grow further.
Mm-hmm. So is that pretty much why you chose to do this with us? Is to sort of give back based on the help that you got when you were younger?
Yeah, absolutely. And Local Captures in particular, I think, is a great platform in order to connect people for not just like a general tour or something like that, but something more specific to either where you are or what you want to do. And in the name, it's Local Captures, helping to connect people locally. And it's something that I enjoyed doing. I started shooting locally more because that's what's accessible to me at the time. And I find that that's what's accessible for a lot of people taking the tours too, and trying to make the most out of what's in your backyard first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sort of, we sort of have two types of customers at Local Captures, I think. I think we have the customer who wants to capture the right things about their travel and want to have a unique local experience. And so These people, they want to be taken to the right spots and not have to do research on where the right spots are. And once they get to the right spots, they want to get some guidance in terms of composition and all that so that they don't go home with the same pictures as every other tour guide has. And but then we also have other people that are taking tours with us just to up their game in photography. And I think you had a wonderful experience this weekend with somebody just like that, didn't you?
Yes, I had a student, Jim Schubert, who came along for his first Local Capture tour, and we went to a couple of places here in Rhode Island. I offer a lighthouse tour in particular, so it's exactly that idea, not being as familiar with the area and wanting to make the most out of it without having to do all the research. And part of the discussion with him was, if you come to a new location, you really do want to take the time to scout it out first and, you know, to pre-plan how you're going to capture and how you're going to shoot it, and then go back for the actual shooting later. But with the tour, we were able to really kind of not have to do a scout day. And I was there to kind of fulfill that scout information for him. And he had a great time. We went to 2 out of the 4 lighthouses for my tour because he wanted a more in-depth workshop to discuss composition and technique. So we maximized our time at 2 lighthouses in particular. We went to 1, kind of got the ball rolling, and then we went to our 2nd one, and he had a little more freedom to kind of just like move around. And he, as a student, Jim was great. He asked all the right questions, and we worked on composition and lighting and some of the equipment that I use and what I would recommend, some of the phone apps that I use and recommend for coastal shooting. So I think we covered a lot of topics, and he seemed very happy.
So what type of apps are you using on your phone?
I use a few in particular. So I'm mostly an outdoor photographer and a coastal outdoor photographer at that. So there's a lot of elements at play, quite literally, when it comes to weather and tide and daylight hours that you want to pay attention to. So I use a couple of different apps. One in particular would be Wonderground, Weather Underground or Wonderground. That's my main weather app, and I'll use it to look at the radar for photography as well. Because being this coastal region, the weather forecast can change at a moment's notice, so having an eye on the radar will be your best information about whether there's actually rain coming or not. For this lighthouse tour in particular, some of the access points are very close to the edge of the water, and for safety reasons, you also want to have an eye on what the water is doing. So I'll look at some surf apps. Swell Info, there's a great one by a URI grad, Matt Iannucci, called Hackwinds, that only works in Rhode Island, unfortunately. But those will give updates about swell info and surf info so that you know that you're not going to be taken away by some rogue wave or something like that. You'll have an eye on what the swell is doing. And then for photography, I use the Photographer's Ephemeris, or TPE is the acronym for that. That's a great app. It's a little confusing to look at it first, and there is a learning curve, but it tells you where the sun is going to be, sunrise, sunset, the angle that it's going to be at, moonrise. You can pre-plan a location and see exactly the angle of the sunrise and sunset for that location. So that's a great way to kind of scout as well digitally.
Yeah, I use that app too. I love it.
It's great.
So, yeah, thank you for that, for those tips. Is there anything else that you think, you know, people that might listen to this might be interested in your experiences or in your thoughts or anything else that you want to add to the conversation?
Sure. I would say that if you're on the fence about doing something like this, then just go for it. You know, trust your gut. If you want to learn more, this is a great platform for learning. The local captures in particular, the workshop could be tailored to your needs, especially if it's just you or a couple other people going, and you can really customize the experience to get the most out of it for you. And I think that one-on-one experience with an instructor will really, it's different than taking a big grand workshop where there's like 30 students and it's hard to get time with your instructors. And it's a really great way of just, you know, getting your hands dirty and really diving right into it in a comfortable and approachable setting.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting. You know, every tour that I've participated in, and I wish I would have been able to participate in yours too. I try to be there for every first one at least. But but every tour I've participated in, we've gotten amazing feedback from tour participants. And I think that the reason for that is that, you know, our tour guides, people like you, are not doing it because tour guide is a job for you. You're doing it because you want to share your passion. And so that comes through loud and clear, I think, during the tours. And it creates a bond that is very different, a bond of passion that is very different than what you might find on other tours. At least that's been my experience.
Well, I would say that's good to hear as an instructor and as a photographer. It's good to hear that comes across because, yeah, being a tour guide is not my primary job ever. Being a photographer is what I do, and being able to share that is a bonus.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, Kate, I wanted to thank you for your time to talk with me. And I'm going to put it in the blog post as well. But if people want to see your photography, they can see it at katebrownphoto.com. That's CateBrown photo.com. And again, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.